keep singing sad songs, preaching shit all the time. And I'm thinking, hey, and who don't die? Since I'm heading for the valley up, and I mess up, you'll be there. You'll be waiting for the trophy, yeah, I bet. Even when it's like a hole that I can't get. I've been boxing from the bleachers, give me a free throw, I'll bang. Try, you'll always be the biggest fan. Job of dogs and I've cut out sad songs. I don't wanna lie, being happy all the time is what I've been thinking a lot of the people I've got. If only let this year take away this love. So no matter the time, I'll romanticize my gloom about the things I'm going through. Cause it's all good all the time. And I'm thinking hey, and I won't talk to you. But if I head in for the layup and I mess up, you'll be there. You'll be beating with a trophy, yeah, I bet. Even when it's like an hole and I can't catch. I'll be watching from the bleachers, give me a free throw, I'll bang. You'll always be the biggest fan I got. You'll always be the biggest fan I got. You'll always be the biggest fan I got. On tight, heading for the layup, and a mess of you'll be. You'll always be the biggest fan I've got.
Woo! Wow. That pad has got me in my feels.
You're welcome.
Anyways, we've got a couple of songs left. Four to be exact. Wow, that's a lot.
But first, a word from our sponsor. I'm joking. You're not going to tell anyone how was your burger, are you? I'm joking.
Give me that.
I
should have got
give
that.
Give me that. I'm going to eat the whole thing.
I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Give me that.
That one egg was 40
eggs. 40
eggs? The prize was a bleep egg.
Thanks for bleeping that out, Joel.
Quick edits.
Bleep.
That was the name of the last
Holy
song.
Holy bleep.
One egg is 40 eggs.
Quick edits.
Who's bleeping excited for the next song? This next song is called Mario Bros. DS World 5 Level 2. And it's about a party that wasn't that good.
In fact, it sucked.
Whoa, you cannot say that. Bleep that out. Dylan turned into a dog on air. Goes like this.
I heard that there's a party tonight. Tonight, no way in hell I'm going.
All your friends will be wasted and frat. Guys will be chasing girl. I'm
not about that life, not about that scene.
Go on and tell me why.
I'm afraid to laugh, but I'm in too deep.
She's at the party tonight.
Tonight.
Woo! I met you outside of my friend's old apartment. Caught in the rain, the hand had faded off your skin. You locked it up, you took a shot, then followed him. I wrote a song about you, now you're singing it.
Sing loud, sing loud.
Just
slow down, slow down.
And it's freaking me out.
I heard that there's a party tonight. No way in hell I'm going. All your friends will be wasted and fret. Guys will be chasing girl. Not about that life, not about that scene.
Go on and tell me why.
I'm afraid to laugh, but I'm into it.
She's at the party tonight. I hate the way you're flaunting when you're around him. I think that's just cause he sings songs with an accent.
I'm
won't forget the time you brushed up beside him. Maybe I should drink about that. I don't drink and you know that. She smokes a cigarette, fall asleep. So unaware of what she does sleep. She'll take a hit and pass it jokingly. So unaware of what she does to me. I heard that there's a party tonight. No way in how I'm going. All your friends will be wasted. Frat guys will be chasing their lives. Not about that life, not about that scene. Go on and tell me why. I'm afraid to laugh, but I'm in too deep.
It's not the party.
Party tonight. No way in heck I'm going. Your friends think I'm boring. Dressed weird in a way too skinny. So I'm sticking in two pants, trying to see what's up. Frat guys in solo cup. Drinking all they can, but they look so dumb. She's at the party tonight. I didn't think of life this. Do you still think of it? When we were happier, I was your best friend. How did we get like this? Do you still think of it? When we were happier, I was your best friend. Your best friend.
Woo! Wow.
Just wow.
Let's quick edit that intro out right real quick. Just ignore that little mistake.
We talked about this before the performance, Jake.
We talked about it a bit soon.
Nothing happened. Talked about it.
Talked about what?
I don't know.
Were we allowed to say H-E double hockey sticks? Oh. Woo. Joel just gave me the thumbs up. I was like, we're toast.
We're done.
I was like, we are done.
If we say that, we're going there.
Dunzo beans.
We're toast. Show is over. Off the air. You're off the air. Get off the air.
We're off.
You're done. Yeah, out. Out. We're done. Cut it. Cut it.
Cut.
Off the air.
Cut it.
Drop the Civic.
Ah! I'll pay the drop fee. Just put my Civic down. That one is for
inside
any
joke.
Brighton, Massachusetts fans.
Don't forget to move your car for street cleaning.
Street cleaning every Tuesday. You don't want it to get towed because you'll be toast.
Hence, street cleaning. WMFO. Quick edits.
91.5. This next song is called Uber for Dogs. It's a heartfelt one.
Good?
Yeah.
And he goes like this.
Purple eyes and smoky air.
No intent to fix your hair.
She is like a Polaroid of us again.
You've always heard that you're a good friend.
When the semester ends, will you leave your bed?
You should ask people I've never left.
Woo! I'll spend the summer looking after you.
Hold you close until you found what's blue.
You now, well, I know how
to pull you back to me.
Promise you'll never hurt yourself
again.
Right now you're stronger than you've ever been. Should assume fully to see yet, but the truth is you're gonna be gone. Right,
yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
4 months past, how have you been? I knew I dressed in a apartment.
Tattoos lost their color,
but I don't mind, I'll always love them. I said forever, so did you. So we leave all for us here. We made a pact we can't undo. I spent a summer looking after you.
Won't you close and tell you found blue?
We're back on that good view now. Well, I know how.
hold you close until your flowers bloom. But if I let go of you now, well, I know how.
Pull you back to me. Promise you'll never hurt yourself again. I know you're stronger than you've ever been. It's getting colder, I know that. But the truth is, you're gonna be alright. So you smile from between the trees. It's just dreaming, can't see what I see. It's getting colder, I feel bad. And I know that coming back to me.
Oh, we got an Uber for what's the dog name?
Charlie.
Fido.
We got an Uber for Fido. That's the namesake of the song, Uber for Dogs. And the dog would be like, and then the Uber driver would be like, Uber for Fido.
Rough.
And then the dog would be like, ruff. And that would be him saying, yes, that is my Uber. Take me to Walmart. I need to buy some stuff.
Gotta buy some food.
I need to buy some beep.
Dog food.
Censor that out. Beep.
Shout out to the quick edits.
It's
crazy.
We got two more songs.
What?
Did anyone cry to that last one? Because if you didn't, something's wrong.
I might have a little bit.
You should have.
Anyway, this next song is called Dude Leave.
Yeah.
And it's actually about writing sad songs. And it's like, why do we write such sad songs if we're trying to like get better?
It's pretty meta, bro.
It's so meta. Because here we are.
People love heartbroken songs.
That's why.
As do we.
Exactly.
I mean, what did we just play?
Yeah.
Friend Crush 2024.
You're so right.
Hey, guys, I'm here now.
What's up, Chuck?
Hi, Chuck.
I just went home for a sec.
Oh,
what'd you get?
I just got a snack, made dinner.
What'd you eat?
Walk the dog.
What'd you eat?
Pasta.
Anything else?
Carrots. That is actually what I have for dinner tonight.
Dude, leave.
Okay.
That's the name of the next song.
What a surprise, I wrote a song last night. One of the sad type, and no, I was raised right. So why do I keep on singing the blues like na 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 na? This heart's breaking tonight. All of my friends seem to write them to you, and sometimes I get it. You need to feel something. When you feel down, not around, I start thinking of all of the good times. Don't let them slip your mind. This is the last time we'll hurt like that.
Hurt like that.
You make me laugh like the songs every day. So screw the words that sound pessimistic.
You said,
and I'll sing a happy song, yeah.
You said,
and I'll sing a happy song, yeah. If it's gonna make you cry, I'll be riding. I just wanna know if you smile at the trying my hardest to fight coming a storm, yeah.
I swear that
this is the last time we'll hurt like that.
Hurt like that.
You make me laugh like the songs never did. So screw the words that sound pessimistic.
You said,
and I'll sing a happy song, yeah.
You said,
and I'll sing a happy song, yeah. You'll sing along, you'll sing along. Well, why won't you question? Probably feel this all the time. Should be sleeping, but it's fine. Got one till 2005. Swear we're gonna be alright. Swear we're gonna be alright. This is the last time we'll hurt like that. You'll make me laugh like the songs never did. So screw the words that sound pessimistic. This is the last time.
album hurt like that.
Hurt like that.
She make me laugh like those songs every day. So script the words that sound pessimistic. And I'll sing a happy song, yeah. And I'll sing a happy song, yeah.
Holy beep! We got one song left. How could it already be that? Time has flown by. That was Friend Crush. And you're about to hear the post-credit scene of Friend Crush. A remake of an old song. That song being Level 98 Ice Cream Wizard. The new one's called Level 99 Ice Cream Wizard.
Dylan said, pink strawberry cream. Spilled it on my jeans.
That's a lyric in the song, believe it or not.
Indeed it is.
All right, boys. Should we go around and just introduce ourselves?
I'm Charlie. I play the guitar.
I'm Liam. I play the bass.
I'm Dylan. I play drums.
And I'm Jake, and I sing. And this song is called Level 99 Ice Cream Wizard.
Thank you, WMFO, so much. This has been awesome.
This has been awesome. We have been Ring Pop. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
This is our last song.
My heart is racing in the summer.
Summer!
And my conscience tells me that I need her.
I need her.
I just spilled ice cream all over my shorts. Say you left, so I guess I'll never even muster up the courage to ask you out.
Now, hey, this is Jake. Can we just, like, forget about the whole ice cream on the pants thing? No? I gotta go. Bye.
Pink strawberry cream. I hope she doesn't see.
Spill it on my jeans.
They're making fun of me.
Ran back to my car. Shouldn't be this hard.
But I forgot my keys. High school's over, but I'll see you around. I guess. What do you mean by I guess? I could never get over this.
Now I lay in bed.
Think about the things I said.
Voice rings in my head.
Replaying messages.
Do you think of me?
And am I still in your dreams?
When you fall asleep.
Here across my self-esteem. And it's like you're all I need. Colors stripped out the knees. Putting in music, but I'll still miss the summer heat. I'll get better, but at least it's still this summer. I'll get my chance, too much until the blizzard.
Laugh until we turn green.
What can I be with you?
When we were 13,
you said play D&D.
Notes in history.
Thought we had a chemistry.
You act like you don't know me.
You have friends since we were three.
Now I'm driving 990
and blasting bombs. I swear she's all I need. She sits in skinny jeans. And I know we're 22, but that won't stop you.
Oh, you run away.
I think about it every day, but you don't even know my name.
Jack,
I've been better. Till this summer, I'll get my chance. Till my chance, till love is a
laughter. Until we turn a light shade of purple.
Who can I be with you? I wish I was better. Heartbreaking in December.
still call you. I really miss that summer.
Don't you know I can't sleep?
I can't sleep without you.
Brooks on the drums, Liam Fagan on the bass, Sally Bickett on the electric guitar, and I'm Jake, and we're Ring Pop, and we suck! Whoop. Rock and roll!
Thank you. We have been Ring Pop.
Bye.
Ring Pop out.
I used to believe in life that I've got to go out and achieve, and therefore I'll out.
Make the time. Take two.
Thank you.
joke, but now we're stuck in a castle with a digital moat. Got our music from some sort of newfangled folk. So I stared at the wall, made a ripple in time. Walked through a wormhole, led by divine. Like Daniel Johnson said, the best things in life are truly free. Who do I know that can be so true? Who do I know that can be so blue? Who will I go to help out of a rut? Who do I trust enough to touch my butt?
And that last song was Just Winkler with Here Comes Henry, and before that, Ben Weatherby with Make the Time. And now I'm joined by Ring Pop, and they have a PSA for all of you.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Fantastic. I feel safer already. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. You're welcome.
All right. And let's go around, starting on this side, and let's do names and instruments. I know that you guys said it at least twice in that last song, but let's do it one more time.
I am Charlie, and I play the electric guitar.
My name's Liam, and I play the electric bass guitar.
I am Dylan, and I play the acoustic drum set.
And I am Jake, and I sing.
The acoustic vocal cords.
The acoustic vocal cords is what, yeah. That's what the professionals call
wireless.
That's what you meant to say. That's what you meant.
That's what I meant to say.
If you think
say.
About it, we all kind of have wires.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true.
Like yeah. veins are kind yeah. of like wires.
That's right.
When you really cardiac. Think about
it. Yeah.
Ooh, right.
Ooh, good blood. Vocabulary word. You guys have any other good words?
Oipers.
Yeah.
Oipers. Ooh.
Can you expand on that word?
I don't think there's any
it's
more
actually
we go
completely
from
made up and has no meaning.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that.
So
as are most of the song
what
titles.
What could it mean?
Weren't we on tour and then it just someone says
I think we give credit to Ryan Duggan for that one.
Let's give a shout out to Ryan Duggan on air live.
Woo. Thanks.
He coined that term.
Thanks for the good word, Ryan. All right. If you first Ring Pop, not the candy, obviously. You guys have an exclamation point. It's very different.
Mm-hmm.
Why Ring Pop?
There's actually a story.
Oh, perfect.
So me and Charlie and our friend Asher, who manages us, shout out Asher Thomas.
Yeah. Woo!
We were on FaceTime, and this was like 4 years ago. And we were like trying to come up with like this band name. We were like, yo, let's start like an emo band. Like, what are we going to call it? And I was at home in Clifton Park, New York. We were all in like different places. And I had a Ring Pop candy that was like from like Christmas or something. And I was like, yo, we should call it Ring Pop. I didn't whisper it, but I don't know why I just did that. But
I was instantly down, and it took us several months to convince Liam over here of the name. But then one day we had practice scheduled, and he was like, I think he was practicing, and someone walked by him in the practice room at school where we all met. And they're like, what are you practicing for? And he was like, oh, Ring Pop rehearsal. And we're like, yes.
We got him.
We got him.
Look at us now.
Ring Pop.
Yeah, and that actually leads perfectly into my next question, which is, how did you all meet?
We met.
Don't all speak at once.
We'll meet Charlie and Jake and I met through a Facebook group that was the Berklee College of Music entering class of 2020. And there was a large group chat that was formed out of this group. And we bonded immediately over lots of shared music taste. We had a lot of things in common. And so we kind of split off into our own group chats and stuff. And we've been best buds ever since.
That's right.
Love and then that. About 2 years ago, I met Chuck in a recording session that we were doing.
9 in the morning.
Love those 9 a.m.s. And yeah, we just kind of instantly clicked. I think I was wearing like my 4 year strong t-shirt, and he was like,
because there was they played it in Boston the night before.
Yeah, they
and
did.
And
yeah.
We both went.
Yeah, didn't know.
Obviously, yeah, I didn't know each other at the time, but
yeah. Nice. And so what other bands were on that, like those initial bands that you guys bonded over?
Oh,
Heart to Gold.
Hot Mulligan.
That's me and Liam. Hot Mulligan, big one.
I know me and Dylan are big Blink 182 fans.
I think Remo Drive is a pretty important one.
The old stuff, though.
Greatest hits.
What's another one?
Mom Jeans.
Definitely.
Knuckle Puck.
The
Story So Far.
Yeah. Those are like all the.
We have a playlist somewhere.
Yeah,
oh, true. Just like anything like emo and pop punk is what we first bonded over. We were like, yo, let's start like an emo band.
Yeah.
And now we're here.
I think the original thing that me, Jake, and Liam were going to do together when we met was we met when COVID was in full swing. So we were all at home in our respective hometowns, and we were going to do this like video collab of us playing You're Killing Me by Remo Drive.
Yeah.
We never did it, but we did start a band.
Yeah.
Look at us now.
Look at us now. Quick edits.
Quick edits.
And you always could. Are there any cover songs that you guys like to play when you're playing live?
One time, I think this was our first show. We did like an emo pop punk cover of Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo, and it went super hard.
Ooh.
I think we should bring that back.
I think so too. We also played Edward 40 Hands by Mom Jeans.
Classic.
But yeah, those were great covers.
Didn't we do One Direction at one point?
That's right. We did play. We played two songs, actually. We played What Makes You Beautiful and transitioned into The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah.
A couple of classics.
I feel like those all like show our influence pretty well.
Yeah.
Those covers.
Oh, Jimmy Eat World is another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely hear it. I mean, you guys have a lot of that sound. And I honestly don't know that much emo or pop punk stuff, but of the bands that you guys recognize, they've got some bangers.
Oh, they do.
You know?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite song of yours to perform?
I'm sure that.
Individually, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure that's different for all of us.
Oh, yeah, we can go around. Yeah.
360 Skate Trick from Charlie.
My favorite is Number One Biggest Fan.
Uber for Dogs is mine.
My favorite is Do I Look Like Andrew Garfield, but usually because when we play it in Boston, like people like sing along, which is really cool. It's like crazy. I'm like, no way these people are like singing back these lyrics, but it's really cool.
Yeah, love a hometown crowd. If you had to pick one word to describe Ring Pop other than Ring Pop, what word would you choose?
That's a good question.
Wow. Thank you.
Candy.
Oh.
Fun.
Bubble.
I was literally going to say bubbly.
Love. Friendship. Joy.
Friendship would probably be the best like thesis.
Yeah.
Pink.
Sure.
Ring.
Pop. Exclamation point.
Help.
And I guess that also answers what color your music would be. I think pink. Yeah. Yeah, did I hear pink?
Yeah, that's kind of the color of this era we're currently in.
The friend crush era. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes. And did you guys just put out an album recently? Is that right?
We did, indeed.
We did.
Cool. What's it called?
Friend Crush.
Friend Crush, yes. And when did it come out?
It came out on June 28th of 2024. Very with singles nice. Leading up to it for a couple months.
Wow. Yeah. And do you have any shows coming up?
I think we're a bit top secret on that at the moment. So keep your eyes peeled at the Instagram at Ring Pop Band, Facebook Ring Pop Band. We'll keep them up there.
Sweet. Looking forward to it. And this one, another one that I want from all of you. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh,
that is such a good question.
Mine is American Pie by Don McLean. All 7 minutes of it.
I don't think I've ever heard that song in my life.
I'm sure you have.
Sing a little bit of it.
Long, long time ago. I'm not going to sing the whole 7 minutes of it.
You sound great.
But I could.
Yeah. These compressors sound great, too.
Mm. Yeah.
Formative Age by Arm's Length, although no karaoke machine will have that.
Dare you to find a bar that has that one.
If you find a bar that has Arm's Length songs on the karaoke, I will move there with my bed.
I would say What's My Age Again by Blink-182. Like, come on.
I was going to say the exact same thing. Anything Blink that they have on there.
So you guys are going to go up and do that as a duet?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. I'll do Mark for you.
Okay. I'll do the Tom. I'll do the harmonies in the chorus.
I've seen him do it before. There was a weird amount of oil involved.
Wow. All I can say is wow.
Wow.
Quick edits. Wow.
Quick edits.
Quick edits.
Yeah. If you had to, or got the opportunity to make the soundtrack as Ring Pop for a movie or TV show, what movie or TV show would you choose?
Can I say a video game?
Yeah, sure.
Skate 4.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. My goodness.
Yes.
Honestly, like a Michael Cera movie. Scott Pilgrim or like Superbad or something.
Shout out Superbad.
With Danny DeVito in it.
Ooh. I'm sure that the two of them have been in a movie together.
Danny DeVito and
and Michael Cera.
Yeah,
really?
I don't.
That would be a great duo. I have no idea.
I feel like Transformers would go pretty hard.
Whoa!
We'd have to add a few breakdowns.
Oh, yeah,
but I'm good with that.
Yeah, no,
are you guys cool with that?
No.
We'll convince Jake.
I'll come around.
Jake likes pop music.
Let's get in a room for like 4 hours and just write breakdowns.
I'm so down.
We'll come up with something.
Ring sludge.
Ring sludge.
I don't think that they have been in a movie together, which is kind of weird.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
One day. We'll manifest
That'd
it.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. And you guys need to make the soundtrack for it.
All right. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Perfect. Hit my line, Danny DeVito. I know you have it.
This is an audio contract if you're out there listening.
Yep.
And you just signed it.
Pen in hand on that dotted line.
Shut up, Pine Grove.
If you could... Well, okay. So about this album they just released, Friend Crush, what's the ideal listening situation?
Ooh.
Whoa.
That's an excellent question.
Thanks.
When you're hanging out with your friends, maybe?
Yeah.
Where but are you? Set the scene.
I personally love to like in the car, windows down, and just like go and just open road. Wow. Just like
I think
like sunny.
I think sunset.
Yeah.
Sunset with your friends. Windows down in the car, but not too far down because you got to hear the mix.
And you're driving.
Got to hear that light.
And you're obviously, you're driving east because the sun's not in your eyes; it's at your back.
Right.
And you've got nice shadows. It's
And you need and you need to hear. You need to have a subwoofer in your car because there's a lot of bass on that record.
You're welcome. I think that's essential anyway. You know, your card, you need a subwoofer.
Oh,
We do think about our songs from a live point of view a lot. So I guess the answer, an alternate answer would be us at a show playing them.
Mm-hmm.
At a medium-sized club, lights are dim. Maybe got some string lights hanging around.
Oh, yeah, vibe.
But,
at one of these top secret upcoming shows that you'll have to keep an eye out for.
That's right.
Danny DeVito.
Do you have a favorite gig of yours that you've played together?
Oh yeah.
And you can have different answers.
You guys want to go one by one? I'll start. First one that came to mind for me was Tough Luck Fest. That was on September 6th and 7th, I think. Mm-hmm. And that was at Brighton Music Hall in Alston, and that was just like a lot of our friends were there, and it was just a very cool full circle moment to be playing at a venue like that and to be playing the new songs. It was really fun.
And one of our favorite bands, Young Culture, headlined.
Oh yeah.
So that was awesome.
Anyone else?
That was definitely my favorite personally. Yeah.
Honestly, last night, I don't know. They're neck and neck for me, but last night was really good. We played this spot called Warehouse 11. With just some of our best friends in Boston, Nicotine Sunday Morning and Five Ever. It was just a great show. It was a big step for us. Playing last and people not leaving was cool. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Last January, we played the Palladium upstairs. And that personally is like my favorite show. Just because that was like my first... How many people were like...
Probably 150?
200?
200?
250? 300?
7,000.
7,000. No,
dude, like a million.
Honestly, but I think the whole Earth was there.
Yeah, literally everyone on the Earth was there.
There were aliens. There were aliens.
Everyone was there. That was the special part. Everyone was there.
I got to give an honorable mention to, I don't even remember the name of the bridge, but we played under a bridge in Montreal with our friends in Slow Drain.
Oh, wait, no. That's cool. I have to switch my,
it was a crazy
how,
show.
How did that come about?
We just wanted to play Montreal and found those guys. They were like, let's play this bridge. It's a thing that they do a lot at that bridge. It's next to a skate park. It was second show out of the country too. It was wild.
I think I saw another Boston band posting a video of them playing at that. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. What's it called?
The bridge?
The bridge?
Just the bridge?
No, it has a name. Oh, I can't remember.
It's okay.
We just refer to it as the bridge we played in Montreal.
Yeah.
Look back at the tour posts.
The bridge.
Yeah. It's deep on our Instagram.
It's somewhere out there.
Or ask Ben from Slow Drain. He'll tell you.
Ben Pamiere. Shout out Ben.
Shout out Ben.
And his dog, Josie.
So cute.
So cute.
If one of your fans were to find your recently played on Spotify, are there any surprises on there? They'd be like, oh, that's what these guys are listening to?
Interesting.
Disembodied Tyrant. I can't stop. It's so good. I can't stop.
Chuck has a lot of metal on his artist playlist.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of very sad folk music, which sounds nothing like the music that we just played on the air.
Yeah. Adrian
so
Leiker.
That might be a surprise.
Leif Vollebæk.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yearning.
Yearn.
We like Loathe a lot.
Oh, my good.
Gosh. Loathe is, yeah.
Let's see here.
Knocked Loose.
Loathe is all I listen to.
Hippocampus is a top three favorite band for me. Post Malone, that new album's awesome.
So good. I'm big into a lot of like the 80s, like revival stuff, like the 1975 and like the band Camino. So.
The Wildlife.
The Wildlife.
The Strike.
The Strike.
I've also been getting into some shoegazy stuff from our roommate and best friend Ezra, Horse Jumper of Love, MJ Lenderman, Wednesday.
Very
Those are
nice.
Some great bands.
Yeah. You got some spread there.
I got to add Ryan Beatty.
Ryan Beatty. I was literally listening to him today. Bruises off the
That's
beach.
That's all. Ribbons. Quick edits.
Help.
All right, let's see. Are these too weird? What's a
No, I want to hear it.
Get
weird.
Right.
Oh, please get weird.
Okay. Lay it on.
Okay. Get okay. freaky.
If this one's not that crazy. But if aliens landed and demanded a song from you, which one would you play to represent humanity?
Wow. Mm. Of our songs or like any song?
I don't know.
8-bit alien invasion.
Oh my, that's so no. funny.
I think that might encourage them a little bit.
Yeah. You guys are done.
We're toast.
Jake, what would you say lyrically?
For the album?
Any of our songs that you feel like that, speak to
that
our philosophies as people?
That's a great question. Oiper's Gonna Oip is a good like friendship song. Uber for Dogs is a good like just like very like tender love song. Just like Summer's a very sweet song. I feel like the aliens would be into that. They'd be like, ooh.
Yeah, I think they'd like that one.
Like, ooh. Dude Leave is also one that I like love.
We might need to like remix it and remaster it for different numbers of ears, though. We don't know how many ears they got going on.
The Grays.
That's true.
Like, how many ears do the Grays have? We might need to Google that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to Google that. The Grays.
I'm thinking right you can get some crazy surround sound.
Yeah. Know? They got that stuff
that
built in.
Dolby 7.1.
Atmos in their brain.
Yeah.
It's like UFO speakers. I wonder. They're probably like crazy.
Right? Oh, I bet. Yeah, they've got the subwoofer.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Alien Warfare, I don't know.
Where do you like to go to find new music?
My friends.
Yeah.
That's such a good answer.
Pretty much all my favorite bands, my friends showed me it.
Mm-hmm. It's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bands we play with, find lots of good bands that way. Shout out Actor Observer,
yes.
Five Ever, Sunday Slow Morning, Drain. Slow Drain.
I work at a music venue called the Sinclair in Cambridge, Mass, and I find a lot of really cool new music there. I go there to find new music, but I also go there because I have to, because it's my job. But I do find a lot of cool new music. That's
yeah.
one way.
Yeah, I like the Sinclair a lot. It's very good. I've seen some crazy good bands there.
Oh,
yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. Do you guys have a favorite venue that you've played at together?
A venue?
Or is there a venue that you haven't played at that you would really like to in Boston? Or outside Boston.
Roadrunner is my favorite Boston venue.
Yeah. Roadrunner,
yeah.
I've been to some mind-blowing shows there.
Mm-hmm. Sinclair, honestly.
Yeah, the Sinclair would be great. Jake works at House of Blues, so.
House of Blues, shout out House of Blues.
House of Blues
there.
Or Sinclair would be special just because these guys are there so often.
MGM.
MGM, yeah.
That would be crazy.
MGM has good bass.
For sure.
Good never been there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw Boys Like Girls there.
Ooh.
It was lit.
That's a good one.
I got to stand right next to the sound guy.
Oh, nice. You're peeking over.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
a dream.
Yeah. I asked him a few questions.
Yeah. Learn anything good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I learned that I should take my earplugs out.
Why is that?
Because his mix was so good. I didn't need them.
Oh.
It didn't hurt.
Good. That's great. Yeah. Do you have any favorite memories from recording Friend Crush?
Wow. That's a good question.
It's a lot of memories.
I have a favorite for sure. This isn't really like a specific memory, but we had the opportunity to record drums at the Barbershop Studios in Lake Hopatcong, New Jersey, which is where one of my favorite albums of all time, Basking in the Glow by Oso Oso, was recorded. So that was a very special moment for me because that album has defined a lot of my my years as a musician, and so getting to record something there was kind of a mind-blowing experience and was very life-altering.
That's awesome.
We also recorded a good bit of the album at our apartment. Actually, two apartments, right? We did vocals in our current one and guitar in our old one.
And if you include writing, the album did technically span three apartments.
Yeah, three Boston apartments.
Westland, Hemingway, and I'm not going to de-dox ourselves. So you don't get the current one.
Yeah. You don't get the current one yet until we move.
It's too niche of a street.
That's right. Yeah, there's not a lot of options on it. Yeah, the barbershop was special. I remember driving back from that. Like, we had, I guess, 11 songs. 12 was actually the plan. And then we didn't like one, so we didn't do it.
But Daycraft.
We had 3 days for 11 songs, and it was crunched. We were going the whole time. And when we finally got in that car at midnight to drive the 4 hours back to Boston overnight and had a moment to breathe and decompress, it was just like, wow, that was cool. That was a moment.
It was. My stomach hurt the whole time we were at the barbershop. That's like all I can remember, honestly. Just being in pain.
We'd be having like the best time, and then I look over and your face was just like,
oh, guys, I can't track right now.
I was absorbing so much shock into my knuckles from playing drums that I thought my hands were going to fall off. And I ate some really gross frozen TGI Fridays chicken.
I still have a picture of you with that, and it's disgusting. Yeah.
Looks like poop.
I brought a pair of Smoko pancakes, the plushy pancakes. They're my girlfriend's. They're really comfy. It was really weird to see cute plushy pancakes on top of all the gear there. But it was worth it because I slept really well.
Perfect. Nice. That's what counts. Do you have any snacks that you need when you're recording or touring?
Ghost.
Gummy bears.
Coffee.
What's Ghost?
It's an energy drink.
Oh, okay.
Jake's dad taught me about it.
Oh, yeah. Shout out John McNee. Tina McNee.
Shout out to all my lactose intolerant homies. Woo! Doritos, woo! Spicy, sweet chili, dairy free. So good. Better than the nacho cheese flavor, might I say.
Mm. Whoa. Easy there, boy.
That's just me.
Fantastic. Well, did you have something?
Oh, I was just going to say Cliff Bars, but
oh yeah,
it's not not that deep essential. Of a cut. So
Slim Jims are essential.
Oh, yeah.
Gatorade.
Love a good meat stick.
Oh, now we're going. You got us going again.
I'm just
again.
Listening drinks over here.
Yeah.
Monster.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee and donuts.
$6 meal deal.
$6 meal deal from Dunkin'. This is not an ad.
All right. Well, with that, you guys are Ring Pop. Where can people find you on social media?
At Ring Pop Band everywhere, I think.
Cool. Any punctuation in there? Or one word? Cool.
No.
Sweet.
One word all over.
Hit us up.
Yeah.
We'll respond.
And looking forward to hearing about anything coming up eventually on those social medias.
Awesome. Absolutely.
Sweet. Well, thank you very much for coming
in.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure. And coming up next, we're going to hear... let's listen to a song by Joby. Woo.
I feel warm inside.
All right, that was just Earworm Lullaby by Joby. And coming up next, we're going to have one last song. And that's going to wrap it up for On the Town with Mikey D. We will be back next week. And I'll be back with Highly Recommended next week. And we've got a two-minute song. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Wrapping us up tonight, here is Kinship.
We should set up some mics in the room. If you stick around, baby, we could change your tune. But you're 40 degrees with a job to do. Well, you're not one for working, but you're seeing things through. Now everyone does it, but you do it the most. You're inside these walls like some holy host. And telling your story, some part of me chokes. Well, you can't wait for autumn, darling, you and me both. Wishing we'd set up some mics in the room. Wishing you didn't have to go so soon.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah.